USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Two suspects in custody for planning an attack on energy substations in Maryland, wanting to completely destroy Baltimore.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm on the power grid.
Tom Sobosinski, the FBI special agent in charge of the Baltimore office, says Russell's a known neo-Nazi leader from Florida who spent 4 years in prison on federal explosives charges. The suspects were motivated by racist extremist ideology. The death toll has surpassed 3,400 after an earthquake rocked Turkey and Syria early Monday morning. The 7.8 magnitude quake was followed by several aftershocks.
The earthquake triggered several faults in its vicinity. So that's why there are so many large aftershocks.
Geologist Ziyandin Zakir, Turkey's president, said the first quake was the largest disaster in his nation in more than 80 years. As President Biden prepares for tomorrow's State of the Union address, a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows that a majority of Democrats feel one term is enough for President Biden, with only 37% saying they want to see him run for re-election. That's down from 52% in the weeks before last fall's midterm elections. Many believe the 80-year-old's age is a liability, with people focused on his coughing, his gait, and his gaffes. They say a high-stress job like president may be better suited for someone younger. Officials in East Palestine, Ohio, now urging people to evacuate as they plan to burn off the chemicals from a derailed Norfolk Southern train.
The vinyl chloride contents of 5 rail cars are currently unstable and could potentially explode, causing deadly disbursement of shrapnel and toxic fumes.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says residents in a 1 to 2 mile area around the town, which includes parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania, are being told to leave immediately. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. R-A-D-I-O to 64,000.
The recovery of the Chinese balloon that the U.S. military shot down on Saturday is underway. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. will be able to exploit what is recovered and learn more about the balloon's capabilities and mission. He added that the U.S. was able to learn a lot about the balloon while monitoring it as it flew across the United States. Some of the new commercials set to debut during the Super Bowl have leaked online, and with the annual rollout of new ads comes the old question: why do companies spend so much on the game?
At $7 million for a 30-second spot during the game on Fox this year, it's quite a gamble. Therefore,
most of the advertisers are tried and tested brands.
That's Mankey Shankar with the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M University. The goal of companies is to create a buzz that lasts beyond the game, but he says that can work the wrong way.
You might have people talking about it. Worse still is people talk poorly about it, right? If you don't have a good ad.
Shankar says that's why Super Bowl advertisers try to be extra careful with their investments. I'm Richard Johnson.
A 9-year-old boy is graduating from a charter school in Pennsylvania. David Balligan says his instructors always encouraged him to be his best.
They didn't bog me down. They also advocated for me, saying he can do this, he can do that.
His next step, deciding where to go to college. He's already completed a semester at Bucks County Community College outside Philadelphia. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.